starting your day at the Torah, Rabbi Binyamin Aaron Troy.
I'd like to speak this morning as Hashem Yisborach on the Inyan of Kol Pinas Sh'atapoyna Lo Yiu Elo L'Derech Imen. Any way you turn should always be L'Derech Imen, to the right. Now, what does that mean? Yeah, we all understand it. If you wanted to make a turn right. But it's a big machlekes haposkim, what this exactly means. And there's 11 nafkaminas to this shaila. I mean, 11 cases to this shaila. I imagine there's more, but in the meantime, I found 11 cases when this shaila is negeya. The place where the shaila is mostly discussed, it's not really negeya in the middle of Elul, but that is Hadlokas Ne'er Chanukah. Hadlokas Ne'er Chanukah, where do you start from and where do you go to? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you start from the left light and you work your way to the right. Because kol pinash atapoyna loy tehei eli yimin, so you should always be going to the right. Elo
I atapoyna
eli yimin. I atapoyna eli yimin. So we always have to be going to your right. So you start the left, the furthest left light on the menorah, and you work your way to the right. So you've gone to your right. That from the shamas is not counted. No, it's not a mitzvah at all. So there's no din which way you go. Yeah, if you walk out of your house, there's no din which way you should go. Right or left. Yeah. There's only halachas. When it comes to mitzvahs, then there's dinim which way you should go. Now that, the Trumas Hadeshim brings down, that's minig bnei rainus. I imagine rainus is the Rhine. Yeah, the area in Germany, the Rhine. That's minig bnei rainus. It brings down the minig bnei Ostreich, that's Austrian minig, that they start the Hadlokas HaMenorah from the right and they work their way to the left. And he says that is also, they hold, that's also called Pinish Atapoyna, it should only be Li'imin. So we've got a machlokes here between Bnei Rainus and Bnei Ostreich, which way is called Li'imin. The one that the Bnei Rainus say from left to right is Li'imin. The Bnei Ostreich say from right to left is called Li'imin. Oh, now why? Oh, so the Levush says he's got a raya that from right to left is called Yimin. Because how do you write Lashon HaKodesh? Do you write Lashon HaKodesh from right to left, or do you write Lashon HaKodesh from left to right? From right to left. So if you write Lashon HaKodesh from right to left, so if there is a din that lo yiyo el yimin has to be only to the right. So how are we writing Lashon HaKodesh from right to left? It says Elamai, from right to left, that is called le yimin. That's the Levush's one raya of the Levush,
which means starting on the right.
The shaila. What does it mean? Why is this called limin? So the machlokes. Why is that called limin? So the Taz says that limin means starting on the right. If you start on the right, that's called limin. Not the direction I am going in. Now, where do I start? That means the Bnei Rainus held the direction that I'm going in. The Bnei Ostreich, they held, where do I start? Start on the right. So you, Rosh Nakodesh, you start on the right. Rosh Nakodesh, where are you going to? Where the point where you start. The Tosis Yontef says that there's no raya from writing Rosh Nakodesh. Because he says, you'll have to ask a soifer for this question. Oh, but when you start all the oisyas in Ksav Ashuris, which point of the ois do you start from? From the right-hand side of the ois, or do you start from the left-hand side of the ois? So let's say if you want to write a base, you don't start from the back of the right-hand side of the base to the back of the base. You start from the left-hand side of the ois. So you start from the left, and you work your way to the right. If you want to write an aleph, you don't start from the bottom of the aleph, you start from the top of the aleph. The top of the aleph is the left-hand side, and you work your way down, so that's to the right-hand side. So the Tosis Yontef says that the Levush is raya from writing Lashon HaKodesh and no raya, because we don't look at the direction of the writing. With the look at each ois by itself. The emes is, this kasha is already, the Rishonim already asked this kasha, the Maril asks this kasha, why Loshna Kodesh do we write from right to left? Its kolpinas should be that you should go from left to right. So the Maril says, or the Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was writing the Sefer Torah, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Oimei, Rabbi Yisrael was saying it, Moshe Koisev, and Moshe was writing. So in other words, the Rabbi Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in front of the Rabbi Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu's left was the right of the Rabbi Yisrael, because he was facing the Rabbi Yisrael. If I'm sitting opposite my Chavrusa, so then my left is his right. My right is his left. So Moshe Rabbeinu was koisev. He was writing to the not his own right. He was writing to the right of the Rabbeinu Shlom. If he was writing to the right of the Rabbeinu Shlom, so Mamela, that was called pinish at the point was limin, because it was the right of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Oh, so that's.
Right,
I mean, it depends.
Is it now in
yeah,
the
yeah.
Same in the house.
Yeah, yeah, depends which way you're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be all right. If coming in from the outside is right, and going out from the inside is left. Yeah, that's it, yeah. Oh, so that's the raya from writing Lashon HaKodesh. Now, the Levush has got another two rayas that going from right to left is called Le Yemin. The second raya is dancing. How do you dance? If you ask people to start dancing, how are you going to dance? Do you dance clockwise or do you dance anti-clockwise? Ask anybody. Natural teva. How does it happen? Does anybody have to stand by when you start dancing, this way or that way? No, it's natural. It's anti-clockwise. Yeah, that's natural way of dancing. So the Levush says, anti-clockwise is right to left.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Oh. But if somebody's looking from the outside. How does he see it?
Right.
He's seeing it's left of the room.
Yeah, left.
Yeah, it's left of the room.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how it looks. Yeah. It's left of the room.
What do you mean left?
If somebody's not in the circle, yeah, and he sees the dance of the circle. So what will he see? Everybody's going to the left of the room.
No.
What?
Those who are in the
front,
see the backs of the people.
these people are going to the right, but once they turn the corner, then they're making a left. What?
Standing outside the circle, is everybody going to the right?
No, it depends which people. The people over here are going to the right. The next people, once they turn the corner, they're turning left. Because these are making a right turn, they're going that way. So that
if he's in the middle, and the person standing in the middle of the circle, yeah, he sees everybody going towards the left.
But even if he's in the middle of the circle,
he sees the people in front of him going to the left.
Yeah, right.
And if he stands outside the circle, he sees everybody going to the right.
Not.
Those
nearest him. Yeah. That and there's. I don't want to make them dizzy, but. But we'll stay with when you dance is anti-clockwise. Yeah, that's anti-clockwise. The next case is when the kohen goes up to on the mizbeach. So he goes up, the first corner is, he goes up the Kevesh, which is Andorim, south. The first corner they does is Dromis Mizrochis, southeast of the Mizbeach. What does he do? He turns the corner.
Right.
Yeah, he don't turn right. If he'll turn right, he'll fall off the Mizbeach.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So what does he do? He turns left. Yeah, he turns left. Yeah? No,
he turns right.
Yeah, top of the Kevesh, he turns right. So he's reached Dromis Mizrochis. He's reached south Dromis Mizrochis. So now, after Dromis Mizrochis, he's turning left. Yeah, every corner he's turning. After the he makes a Zrika on Dromis Mizrochis. Now what does he do now, after that? He doesn't turn right. If he'll turn right, he'll fall off the Mizbeach, yeah?
The center is facing the door, inside towards the center of the Mizbeach.
Oh, very good. Right, very good. Yeah. So if we'll be driving a car, we'll call the Kohen making a left turn. Yeah? He's come up to let's say the Kevesh is over here. He's come up over here, and he turns right. Right, so once he reaches this corner, and now he's turning, then he's turning left. And then, what he reaches the corner of Mizrochis Foynes, he makes another left. He reaches the corner of Marovis Foynes, and he makes another left. So basically, what is he doing? He's going left. Yeah, he started on the right. And then everything else is left. Everything else is left. So the Levush says, if you'd imagine the Mizbeach is not a square, yeah, it's a flat thing, yeah, one will make all the corners one after the other, then he's going right to the left. So the Levush Tainas, as called Pinus Shatapoina Lo Yehei Elo Limin, is going from your right to your left. So Mamela. So Levush says Halacha Lamaisa. Yeah? Halacha Lamaisa. Now let's take the when we do the Nenuim of the Lulav, yeah, there's two minhogim, there's a we call it Minig Arizal, and there's Minig Ashkenaz. So we'll take Minig Ashkenaz, yeah? They do Nenuim of the Lulav. How do you do it? You start off, yeah, I'll make this a Mizrach, well, there's a Mizrach. But you start off in Mizrach. Now, what's your next move? Your next move is right. Yeah? And the next move is another right. Yeah? How do you do Boichala? You're facing the Mizrach. Yeah? And the next move is your right. Right. Yeah, it's always to your right. Levush says, no, wrong. You meant to go to your left. So Levush says, by the Lulav, if you have to go from right to left, so the first one is Mizrach, the next one is, not Dorim, Sofen, left. And you go around this way. So the Levush says, "Kol pinus shatapoyna lo yehei el yamin," means going from right, to left. Now here is a machloikas between the Taz and the Levush. The Taz says his maskim that going from right to left is called I'll put it down. The three shittas here in Kol Pinus Shatapoyna Lo Yehei El Yamin. There's one shitta means going from left to right is called, that is called Kol Pinus. There's the extreme shitta, which that is a Levush shitta, which that is going from right to left, that is called Kol Pinus. Then the in-between shitta, which that is the Taz, which says the place where you start, that is called Kol Pinus. Now we'll go through Mitzshem the cases. So the Badlokas HaManoira, when you light the Menorah, so the shitta which says going from left to right is called Kol Pinus. So you start on your left and you finish on your right because you're going to the right. The Levush and the Taz, where the Levush says going to your left is called Kol Pinus. The Taz which says where you start is called Kol Pinus. So Mamela by the Menorah, you'll start on the right. The Taz, because that's where the starting point is the right. According to Levush, going to your left is called Kol Pinus. The chilik between the Levush and the Taz will be by the Nenuim of the Lulav, Bo Yichala, Birchas Koyanim, there's a few more cases. Yeah, there will be the difference between the Levush and the Taz. The Levush will say, go to your left. That means you start on Mizrach, turn to your left, go to Sofen. The Taz will say, no, go to your right, because the starting point has to be on your right. Now, what is the machlokes here between the Levush and the others in Kol Pinus? The ones which say going from left to right is called Kol Pinus. That means the direction of my body. The direction of my body is right. So, Mela, I'll follow my right hand. Follow my right hand, and that will be the Kol Pinus. The Mela, left to right, is called Kol Pinus. The Levush says Kol Pinus is when a person wants to turn, make a left turn. Which foot does he pick up first?
When it's
Nishkunaf Kamina. When you want to turn the left corner, so no, you don't. No, you pick up your right foot first. Yeah, when you make a left turn. Yeah, you're turning your right part of your body first when you're making a left turn. When you're making a right turn, yeah, you're turning your left foot first.
The foot on the inside of the turn,
no,
stays where it is.
Oh, the other one. So, Mamela, Taina de Levush, that is the Kol Pinus pointing him in. Which side do you turn first? Are you turning your right side first, or are you turning your left side first? So, when you're making a left turn, you're turning your right side first. If you're making a right turn, you're turning your left side first. Yes, Adva Chochma this. What? No, no, it was not Ma'akev. It's not, this is L'chatchilas, yeah? This is L'chatchilas. So, Mela, what? Oh, yeah, it's also one of the differences. Yeah. There's also a case where it's negeya. It's not a different case where it's negeya the shaila. So Mamela, the shaila here is called pinus. Is it a direction, or is it which chelik of my body do I turn first? That is the Yisoid Hashayla. Now the Taz, he's maskim that Kolpinus means to the right, but he says that it doesn't mean direction. He means where do I start? That is the three shittas. So Mamela. So let's go through the. I think we've got 11 cases here, where the shaila is negeir the shaila of Kolpinus. Yeah. So Hadlokas HaMenorah we've discussed already that the lefi the Shulchan Aruch you start at the left and direction of the right. According to the Levush and the Taz, you start on the right and you go the direction of the left. The Levush, because direction of left is right, is Kolpinus, according to the Taz, starting point. Writing Loshon HaKodesh, you go from right to left, is according to Levush, because right to left, that is called Kolpinus. According to the Taz, starting point is Kolpinus. According to us, we'll call it us, which we say that from left to right is called Kolpinus. So then, or you say, because each ois, you start from left to the right, it's not the direction of the writing, or because Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in front of the Rabbeinu Shalem, and is going to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu. The next case is Hishanus. When you go around the shul for Hishanus. Now, which way do you go round? The same as Akofus. Now, so here is a question. Now, Bishleimer, the Levush, is very good. He starts right, but then everything else is left. Taz is also Gewaldic. He starts on the right. The rest is left. But Lefi, how the Shulchan Aruch says, that going from the Kolpinus means direction of left to right. So Hoshanas, I'm not doing left to, I'm not going to my right. I've made one turn to the right, but all the rest are all to the left. So that, basically I'm doing it anti-clockwise. So the answer for this is Rashi in Zvochim is Mo'ira already this question. And Rashi says that when you go, let's say dancing. Yeah, dancing is the easiest one. Dancing, when everybody's dancing, you dance with your face to the middle of the circle. If you're dancing with your face to the middle of the circle, then you're always going to the direction of your right side of your body. Yeah, wherever, even so I might be making a left turn, but I'm doing it to the right-hand side of my. If I'm going like this, I'm always going to the right. So Mamela, the Trumas Adeshin says a very important point. Legaba Hishanus. What position should a person be when he's saying Hishanus? Should he have, let's say I'm saying Hishanus, when I'm going along this way, should be my position walking this way? Or my position should be, I am walking like this. I'm walking like this. So Trumas Adeshin says like this. If I'll be walking this way, so when I reach that corner, I'm going to my left. And Kolpinus is, I can't go to my left. So Mamela, the Trumas Adeshin says that when you're saying Hishanus, you have to be walking like this, with your face to the middle of the circle. As I looked the Trumas Adeshin, the Magen Avraham brings it down the Halacha, Mishnah Berurah brings it down the Halacha. When you say Hishanus, you shouldn't be facing this way, because when you reach the corner, you've turned to your left. Your face has to be to the middle of the circle.
When you reach the corner.
Wait, what?
Facing the middle, right?
Yeah.
But I'm asking, you have to turn around the corner.
Because I am. Then I'm going to the right. If I'm walking like this, So when I turn the corner, I'm turning to my right. So Mamela, they say that the kasha which the Levush says or from the Kohen on the Mizbeach, are they asked that the Kohen on the Mizbeach was making one right turn, but all the others were left turns. The Kohen, when he's walking on the Mizbeach, his face was facing to the middle of the Mizbeach, and Mamela, and when the Kohen was walking on the Mizbeach, he wasn't walking along like this along the Mizbeach. He was walking like this. He was walking like this, facing the middle. So when he reached the corner, he was making a right turn. He wasn't making a left turn. As I looked, this is a Maril and a Trumas Adeshen. The Rama Mipana asks on this chat, you think the Kohenim were walking not normally on the Mizbeach? You don't walk like this. Yeah, it's not a normal way for to walk. The Kohenim on the Mizbeach had to walk k'derech dulosom ekev b'tzad ha'goydol. Yes, k'derech ha'malochim. You know, you don't walk like this. As they freak Ramah Mapana. So Mela, he's mechiyach like the Levush. That going to the left is called kolpinus. Yeah. So the Meisa of how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch says, Mogen Avraham says by Yeshanas, you have to be facing the middle. So Mela, the Mogen Avraham says, it says Trumas Adeshen this. Trumas Adeshen says a very important thing, that Bishleima, the people which are standing at Sofen of the Shul, yeah. The Marev of the Shul. So they start walking to the right. But people standing in the Mizrach of the Shul, yeah. So when they start walking, they're not going to their right. They're going to the left. Yeah, because they'll be turning to the left now. So Mela, the Trumas Adeshen says the people standing in the Mizrach of the Shul before they start the Shanas, they have to turn around, look at the Sefer Torah on the bima, because the Sefer Torah on the bima is like the Kohen on the Mizbeach, and he has to have the face to the Mizbeach. So they have to turn around to the facing the Sefer Torah, the back to the Mizrach, and then they can start moving, and they'll be moving to the right. But one person doesn't have to do this. Zokta Trumas Adeshen, the Chazan. Because the Chazan, yeah, it depends where the Chazan was. But if the Chazan's honored is in front of the Aron HaKodesh, it's not Derech Kovod Shamaylo that he should have his back to the Aron HaKodesh, turn his back to the Aron HaKodesh and start moving. So Mamela, he really, in theory, he should be going the other way. Yeah, the whole call should be going that way, and he will be going that way. Oh, but it's not Mederech Kovod Shel HaKol that some people going this way and some people going that way. So the Chazan, he was let off from the Kol Pinus, and he will go to his left.
Once he passed
on
the Kodesh, he can turn.
Yeah, once he passed on the Kodesh. Yeah, yeah. But the first turn that he's done, was to the left. The way the Ninuim of the Lulav, so that's a machlokes. So the Lefi, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Lefi, the Taz, you go Mizrach, Dorum, because all direction is right, or starting point is right, according to the Taz. According to Levush, the Levush argues, and Levush says that you go Mizrach Sofen. You first start off a Mizrach, and you turn to the left when you shakal lulav. Now there is a question here. There's an important question which the Trumas Adeshen asks. He asks like this: by shanas we go, or by dancing we go anti-clockwise. By ninuim of the lulav, or let's say by chala, we go clockwise. So why sometimes do we go clockwise And sometimes we go anti-clockwise.
Spinning or you're just going in a circle.
So the posture practical nafgamina that, I mean, if you're going where your face is facing the circle, so then you go anti-clockwise because your right will take you anti-clockwise. If you're turning around, so then your right will take you clockwise. Yeah, that's always. So it depends what circle you're doing. So by ninuim of the lulav, by boi chala, koinim, by birchas koinim, they also turn around. Yeah, and so they do a clockwise circle. Masha Enkein, when Hoshanas, you make anti-clockwise circle because you're facing the middle of the circle. Oh, so now, by Ninuim of the Lulav, by Birchas Kohenim, Boi Chalo, yeah, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, you go Mizrach Dorum to the right. According to Lavush, you do Mizrach Sofen. Hagba is also a shaila which way you do it. So there's two minhogim in Hagba. There's one minig in Hagba that first you go to your left. Now why do you go to your left first by Hagba? To show the people that are on your right the Sefer Torah, and then you go to your right to show the people on the left. Yeah, that's one minig. The other minig is that you make a circle. Now, which circle do you make? Is here is the machlokes. According to Shulchan Aruch, you go Mizrach Doron. Yeah, you go to your right. According to Lavush, you'll go to your left.
So.
Yeah, it's David Kamal. This is Shaila. How are you going to be Yotze? How are you going to be Yotze this Shaila? Oh, the next Shaila is when you take the Sefer Torah out of the Oron HaKodesh. The Chazan takes the Sefer Torah out of the Oron HaKodesh. So let's say this is Oron HaKodesh. Which side of the Bima does he arrive by? So he arrives to the left hand side of the Bima.
Yes, but
he's
right.
Oh, right. So the Lavush, I think the Prisha Tainas this according to the Lavush is right over here. Because when he was by the Oron HaKodesh, which side was his left? This side was his left, and this side was his right. So he's facing the Oron HaKodesh. So now, by taking it to the left-hand side of the Bima, we're doing the Lavush, going to your left, going to your left.
His right.
No, but before he turned round, it was his to his left. So now he turned round. When he turns round to face the Olam, he was going to his left. So that is right according to Lavush. Now Trumas Hadeshin asks this kasha. So Trumas Hadeshin says there's two. He's making two separate moves here. There's one move when he takes the Sefer Torah out of the Oron HaKodesh. And he faces the Olam to say Gadlu. That's move number one. And now, once I'm standing here, now I've got Shaila, which way should I go? So I'll go to my right. And that'll be the left-hand side of, that's the left-hand side of the Bima. But I think the preacher points this out, that the one that takes out the Sefer Torah from the Oron HaKodesh, he has to be careful that he has to turn to his right. So it means it's facing the Oron HaKodesh. So don't go that way. That'll be to your left. You have to go to your right because he has to turn to his right when he gives it to the chazan He has to go to his right. Yeah, that's important. That's an important point. Now the sorry. He stands to the oil. No, the back to the on the coach. Yeah, it goes to his right. Right. Yeah, so the Derech HaKotzer, you have to go the shortest way. What? No, going the shortest way overrides the Kolpinus. Some say that you always go to the right. Overrides the Derech Ketzora. The Shaila is Derech Ketzora overrides the Kolpinus or not. That's because that's Tichud Tzibura. Now, there's one big kasha. Which direction do the Peroichas open on the Oron HaKodesh? Which direction? Now, think. Which direction do they open? Do they open from the right to the left, or they open from the left to the right?
Left to right.
In your shul, left to right? Oh, so yeah. So here in Maskedas, I think many shuls, the proichas opens from the right to the left, from the right to the left. Right to the left is levush and taz, not the shulchan aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, how we do the Nenuim of the Lulav, we should be from left to right. Now this kasha is not a Heintike kasha, it's a very old kasha. The Prisha in Simen Kufchav Ches in Hilchos Bichos Koinin, the Prisha asks this kasha. Why do the Peroichas open from the right to the left? It should be opening from the left to the right. So the preacher gives the answer. I don't understand the answer. The preacher says, as the Bais Yosef asks the Kasha, when you do Oyser Sholem, which foot is the first foot that you move? Is it the right foot or is it the left foot? So you do the left foot, yeah? Where everybody has to do Oyser Sholem to think. Yeah, you do the left foot. Why don't you do the right foot first? Kol Pinus. So the Bais Yosef says, because I'm not moving in any direction. I'm standing in a straight line. If I'm moving in a direction, then there's a Kol Pinus. If I'm standing in a straight line, I'm not going anywhere. A straight line. It's not right or left. I'm going this way. So Mela, that is called, then, it's not Negea, Kol Pinus. So Mela, the preacher says, the Peroiches is also, it seems like it's going in a straight line, it's not going anywhere. So it's not called to right to left. I don't understand the Teretz, but that's the preacher's kasha. Why do the Peroiches go from the right to left? It should go from left to right.